وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مفتي صاحب. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a salim kareem. Allah Jalla wala accept all your du'as and supplications. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Safar 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah chapter 37, Surah Safat, verses 94-98. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam left those people, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and said that he is feeling ill and sick, meaning spiritually ill and not physically ill. And then he blasted and reduced all their idols to smotherings except the big one. And the axe and the chopper that he used, he placed it there next to the big one on the big one to create the perception impression that he, the big idol, smashed all the small ones. Now the news spread like wildfire. So they came rushing, and that is our lesson today, chapter 37, verse 94. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ أَقْبَلُوا, your son's name is Iqbal. Iqbal means to advance, to go forward. Hence they came forward and they came to him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. His name Nami, Isme Grami, mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran, chapter 14, dedicated to him, meaning the compassionate father. Yazifun, and they rushed towards him. They hastened towards him. Call, before they could say anything, he took the initiative, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and said, Ata'abuduna ma tanhitun. Ata'budun, what are you worshipping? Ma tanhitun, what you carve out, what you make with your own hands, and then you worship it. Wa tanhituna min al-jibali buyutan farihin. So Almighty Allah says that these people, remember of Salih alayhi salam, they in the mountains, they would carve out their homes and so forth. And they were experts in that. When you go to Madinah Salih, you will find all that up to this day. Qal Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam asked them, Ata'budun? Hamza istifame inkar. A rhetorical question, what are you worshipping? Ma tanhitun? What you carve out, what you make. I saw this myself when I was there in Newcastle and other places. The non-Muslims, the Hindus and Mushrikeen, they have so many semi-gods, demigods, idols. They carve it out themselves and they start worshipping it. Somebody's name is Ganeshi, the elephant. Somebody's name is Lingam, the male organ. Somebody's name, you must remember, is, you know, Ganpati and Gatpati. So that are the rats and the mice and so forth. Hanuman, the monkey, and so forth. And it goes on and on. So remember, in this day and this age, you're seeing it also a replay of it. History repeats itself. Wallahu khalaqakum, and Almighty Allah created you, human being and everything. Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the who? Khaliq, the exclusive Khaliq, the only creator. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sunset? Who makes the moon shine the most on the 14th night in its glory and beauty? So all this happens with the power of Almighty Allah. وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, and whatever actions happens from you, all that is Qudrat Karishma, is Almighty Allah created it. But nobody can blame Almighty Allah. A person goes to rob the bank, Allah forbid, or he hijacks somebody, kidnaps somebody, he says, no, Almighty Allah made me do so, no. You had freedom of choice. So therefore, nobody has the right to blame Almighty Allah for his own vices and sins. So Almighty Allah created you and whatever your deeds and actions emanating from you. Now, when the truth dawns on a person, organization, government, then they can't stick it and tolerate it anymore. Hence, they use their tactics now. Let us go for regime change. Let us go and blackmail them. Let us arrest them. So that is what the people did now. They were hopeless, useless. Their idols, hopeless, useless. Nobody can help one another. So what was their response and reaction? The people of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him's people. قَالُوا بُنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا, and they said, build for him and establish for him a furnace. When you go to Turkey, the place called Urfa, there are some remnants and relics there up to this day, where they build the furnace and the remnants and the relics and so forth are still there. So build it and make it very high. فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ, then you must cast him and throw him into that hellfire, Allah forbid. Hellfire, meaning the burning inferno, and send him there. No prophet messenger will ever go to hell, but in their mind, they thought it will be similar to hell. Hence, they used these words, Almighty Allah rejected them, and whatever they tried to do. Many a time, you do things, and you think you will be honored, but Almighty Allah disgraces you. Just look at this sentence, and bring it to our current situation in a micro and in a macro, and you will see. For Allah, the more they try to bring down Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah jalla wala said, chapter 94 verse 4, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and your beloved name, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will elevate it more and more. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, that when my name is taken, Allah jalla wala's name is taken, then your Mubarak Nami Nami Ismi Grami will be taken. Similarly with Khalilullah Ibrahim, we're reading Fajr Salat now. So what do we see? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. See, every day we're taking his name and name, Ismi Grami, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Jew, the Christian, the Mushrik, idol worshipper, everybody wants to connect themselves to Abraham. Abrahamic accord, Trump the animal and the moron. So he fooled the Arab tanpot dictators and idiots. So that is what you see. Almighty Allah humiliating them. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, chapter 3 verse 67, Surah 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyyan wala Nasraniyyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wama kana minal mushrikeen. Never was he a Jew, never was he a Christian. Abraham, peace be upon him, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, never was he an idol worshipper. Then what was he? لَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا, he turned away from all the false ideologies, religions and cults. He was, he is, he will always be a Muslim. فأرادوا به كيدا. Hence they intended to incinerate and burn him. فأرادوا به كيدا. Hence their intention was, they are plotting, planning and scheming. So instead of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam perishing, Allah forbid, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. These proponents, these people who are the enemies of Khalilullah, hence we made them the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. Look at the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, every crime you can think of, and it is played out in real time, every video, every place you can see it, what is happening there. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. The Jutlas thought they will beat Hamas, America thought they will beat Hamas, Europe thought they will beat Hamas, NATO thought they will beat Hamas, and each one of them got humiliated, and their own people are seeing this whole talk of democracy and human rights and justice is just a fairy tale. If you're a white man or you're a Jutla, then there is a different type of justice. And if you're a black man or you're an Arab or you're a Muslim, then already you are found guilty before the trial can even start. So the more they try to eliminate Islam and extinguish Islam, the more they get humiliated, and the more their own people embrace Islam. Look at our country, look at Africa. You will hear the news views just now, how Almighty Allah humiliates them and so forth, because the intention is not sincere. The intention is to fool the people, because the masses are asses. Al-awam kal-an'am is the Arabic version of it, if you don't know. So in Arabic you say al-awam kal-an'am. So that is the truth of the matter, and therefore the politicians, the presidents, prime ministers make their people idiots and fools in all parts of the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, internationally. Gaza genocide today, day number 326. Ben-Gvir, Itamar Ben-Gvir, the Minister of Security in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, says he wants to demolish the Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and replace it with a synagogue there. Is this not terrorism? Is this not something you must remember, that now the Israeli government, they keep quiet and so forth, but he will provoke the Muslims, 1 billion Muslims and so forth, and the Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, murtad, shaitan, oulad of Iblis, your Saudi Arabia's MBS, your Emirates MBZ, your kings of Morocco, Bahrain and Jordan, and then you got the Pharaoh Sisi in Egypt, all haramis, all murtad, ghaddar, bootlickers, and remember to associate ourselves with them is a disgrace, and we must not assist them in any way. So the MPOX conference, they're making monkeys of us, and you will get the donkeys who will agree with them. There's no shortage of donkeys in today's world. In the COVID time, when we told you it's all haram, our own Muslim doctors used to criticize me. Today when I ask them, not one of them want to respond. I don't know if they are doctors or they are quacks, you understand, who just want to fill their pockets in the name of medicine and what have you. So again, you're seeing monkey business. The K is silent. It's not monkey business. It's money business. K-N-I-F-E. How in knife the K is silent. In monkey pox, you see, when the monk and the nun got busy in the church. So you see some monkey business going on there. So similarly now in Congo, they say that the mpox is in 12 countries in Africa. We have to act urgently and so forth. This is the white man's policy. They want domination. They want the one world order, and the politics will come from Washington, and the capital will be Jerusalem. But Hamas boomeranged them all and told them we're not interested, and therefore they will call them as terrorists. But the world knows the biggest terrorist is America. The biggest terrorist is the illegitimate child, Israel, and you take all the others, Britain and what have you. Russia attacks Ukraine. Very well you're doing, Putin. You're a big harami, therefore I like you. Anybody harms America, anybody harms Israel, Britain, we will support them. Remember that. Because these are the biggest haramis in the past 50, 70, 100 years. So we see that Russia attacks Ukraine, their infrastructure, their power lines, their energy, everything is going to fall apart. And so many people killed and so many injured. Well done, Putin. Not only that, Putin and the Prime Minister, President of Belarus, whatever you want to call him. So if you know anything of geography and atlas, then you will know that Belarus and Ukraine are like bordering. So now they are massing their troops there. So he's a chamcha. Belarus is a chamcha. He's a sidekick of Putin. Putin says, you put all your troops there. I will give you all the arms and ammunition. So if these guys want to make more nonsense, we're right at their border, and then we will blow them apart, inshallah. Very good if you do so, Putin. Open your nuclear. Open your submarines. The press organizations of the world, the international press, are begging, saying to the EU, European Union, you must punish Israel. They're murdering and killing the journalists, whether it be Palestinians, whether it be others. We will never forget Shirin Abu Aqila, and she's a Christian, but she stood up for justice, and there must be sanctions applied on Israel. You saw today's lesson, chapter 37, verse 98, and what he said there, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. Allah, we will make them the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. That is Israel, that is America becoming pariah states. Quran Sharif is not a book of history you just read and finish. It's a living book for all times, all places. Thursday last week, 3:30, I was there in the embassy, Palestinian embassy, with Mufti Ridwan and others, mashallah. And we were five in total. We met the ambassador of Palestine there in Lusaka, in Zambia. And I was sitting but far, so I told him we started speaking. So then he had a photo there. From far, I thought maybe it's his wife or somebody or daughter. Then we spoke about the press and about the media. He said, see, yeah, she is. Yeah, is Shirin Abu Aqila. They say Abu Ekle is Abu Aqila. So he's got there to show humanity that this is what Israel does. They will murder, they will kill innocent people, and with impunity, because Uncle Sam, America, has the veto. But the world is seeing all the war crimes perpetrated by this immoral and biggest terrorist regime. No democracy, and the jutlas will always play that they are the victim, but the world is tired of that. The world has seen how you lie, will always beg for sympathy for Holocaust. We say, go to hell with your Holocaust, go to hell with your anti-Semite, go to hell with playing the victim. You are the biggest war criminals, and so forth. 76 years occupation, so everything is coming to the fore now. So in Pakistan, 75 people dead in Pakistan, Baloch area. Mohsarim Karim, you maybe traveled more than me in Pakistan because you stayed there much longer as well. If you know anything of Pakistan politics, there was East Pakistan and West Pakistan. And in 1947, they got their independence. In this side here, Karachi, West Pakistan, Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Rahimahullah, who's buried there in Karachi. So here, raised the flag of Pakistan in Karachi. There in Dhaka, modern day Bangladesh, Hazrat Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani, who passed away, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Abu Mohan Qasim Sema's Ustad also, so Rahimahullah, so he passed away 48-49, and then we see that Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani raised the flag of Pakistan there in Dhaka, East Pakistan, and that why he passed away in 1974. So that is what happened. 71, one side is Bhutto, one side is Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. So they both had huge egos, and 71 then it broke. So that is, Bangladesh became an independent state in Pakistan, but they lost millions of people in the process. Now the West is putting up the Balochis, Baluchistan. You also must go for independence. You are minerally rich and so forth and so on. But people don't have brains. Money is sweeter than honey. And that is what is going on. Sad, sad situation in Pakistan. Israel is getting knocked from all sides because Allah said so. Nobody can change it. You can have the White House, you can have the Red House, you can have the Black House, you can have the Green House. Nothing is going to help them. So Almighty Allah says, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah is going to continuously punish them right till the day of justice, the worst punishment. They can't even agree on a budget for 24 this year, 2024 to 2025. They got one excuse, no, the war is on. But remember, they don't even have the means for that. Mahmoud Abbas, another passenger and good for nothing, according to me, is another murtad and is an enemy of Islam. Abu Mazin, they call him, the Arabs, the West call him Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the PA. He arrives in Riyadh. So come to Riyadh for what? Just for money and so forth. And then he, MBS and his cronies, will tell him, you know, we all have to make peace with Israel and so forth. He will say, what about the Palestinian state? They will tell him that, no, we will get it done, but let's first make peace with Israel. So all haramis and shaitans involved there. If you think Saudi Arabia is a Muslim country, listen to this. Riyadh season will start on August 28th. You know what's the date today? Today is the 27th of August, and it is the 22nd of Safar 1446. Tomorrow, they are going to start with the Riyadh season. So what is the meaning of the Riyadh season? It means they're going to play the worst type of movies. The people will be dancing there. Your hijab and parda is all scrapped now. There's nothing like that left in Saudi. The women can just walk how they want to. They can wear jeans. They can wear tops and pants, and nobody has the right to tell them anything, whether she's Muslim or non-Muslim, and they're going to show them more and more horror movies. So they're bringing the film industry horrors there to Riyadh, and all in the name of modernizing Saudi Arabia. And you see one Israeli former diplomat, guy of intelligence and so forth, in the intelligence of Israel, said, I'm very happy to be on Saudi TV. Imagine Saudi national TV allowing Israelis to come on their TV, and you come and tell me it's a Muslim country and MBS is Muslim and so. Pakka murtad harami shaitan, and whoever agrees with him is out of the fold of Islam. In October, remember, there'll be a big conference there, and that is in Pakistan for the Asian certain countries and so forth. So Pakistan has invited Modi. You must come as the head of state or prime minister of India. But the insiders say he will not come. He will say that, no, he has this problem, that problem. So advantage to Pakistan. The Tunisian leader, Qais Saied, another murtad harami shaitan, he bans, remember, the he bans so many things about Islam. He replaces almost 20 ministers. These are tinpot dictators. They can hire, fire whoever they want to. And they say democracy. Democracy is not democracy. It's demoncracy. D-E-M-O-N. A demon. So it is satanic, remember. Kamala Harris. That's a marital name. And marital surname. What's her name? Kamala Devi. D-E-V-I. Just put the L there. And then you get Kamala Devil, you see that? So Trump and Kamala Devi Harris are fighting and arguing before the debate even starts. Trump says the ABC is a disgrace. So now they, the Democrats, are saying that the mics during the debate must not be muted. So meaning when Kamala speaks, then Trump's mic must be on. When Trump speaks, then Harris' mic must be on. So meaning even if they murmur something, it must go out and so on. So this is how they have so small little issue. They will make it a big issue. All haramis and morons as it is. Thereafter, Saudis, I told you about then, India, now listen to India and Modi. their hatred for Islam and Muslims and so forth and Palestinians. So Modi and his party told, understand, the BRICS, you know, BRICS, that is Russia, China and Brazil, South Africa. South Africa is just a passenger there. So if you write BRICS, B-R-I-C, that is capital, and then it's apostrophe S, small s, because South Africa is just a passenger. They wanted, remember, some delegation, some representative from Africa, so they chose South Africa. So he said, Modi and company, Palestine must not be allowed to join the BRICS. So Russia and China told him, you go to hell, you don't come and tell us what to do. South Africa will see, so obviously they'll join Russia and China. So Modi and Zelensky have big disagreements in public when he visited there, so it shows that they have the... Do you know now what's happening in Cape Town? Do you know what's happening? Cape Town is going to have the biggest warehouse and storeroom and so forth for MPOX. That is your Democratic Alliance and so forth. They're going to promote it left, right and center. There's a lot of money to be made. The people know what is ANC's legacy. ANC, ANC. Corruption, chaos, crooks and so forth. So very few people have confidence in them. So now they will be jumping the bandwagon and say that we discussed it with who? You know who? World Health Organization. They made the people fools and monkeys, donkeys that time. Now they want to make them monkeys and so forth. Malema firing on all cylinders. And Malema says, Mr. President Ramaphosa, where are the 1 million homes you promised the people of South Africa during the elections and before the elections and so forth? It's all a pipe dream. You must remember that. So today, inshallah, Aziz, our program 8:30 to 9, Mawlana Musa Lahir will be interviewed by Mawlana Zahid Khan, and then 11 to 12 Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 will continue with the Tafsir Surah Ma'idah, Insha'Allah Aziz. Those of you in Ispingo Beach, Ispingo Rail, Ispingo Hills, those of you in Mirbank, this Friday, this week Friday, Insha'Allah Aziz, so the 30th of August, my brother Dawood Monli will be patrolling and moving around there in your area. So therefore, not to come install dishes and all that, nothing like that, just to retune your decoders if they are not working. So anybody today that 8 o'clock onwards you want to contact Dawood Monli, 063-403-2743. I repeat, Dawood Monli, and it's all free, you don't pay anything. 063-403-2743. That Nani Nufatiha. You understood? You know what is Nani Nufatiha? Anything comes free your way, you say Nani Nufatiha. Nani passed away, so there's a big party going on. People love freebies, you know. So therefore, in Aprisi, yesterday somebody after QNCA, I spoke to them, my connection, so they said, you came back from Lusaka, you converted from Mehman to Gujarati. I said, yeah, there I was only tuning them up in Gujarati, you see. So some Gujarati words we use, Nani Nufati Ache. So anyway, so all that goes on. Let us carry on, Mawlana Salim Kareem, inshallah, and fire up with the questions. Barakallahu fik.
Uftisab, can a woman in menses recite this passage of the Quran for Baraka in Allaha huwa razzaqu zul quwwatil mateen?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You mothers, sisters, all of you daughters should know the following. Quran Kareem states, remember in chapter 56, Surah Waqiyah, verse 79, La yamassuhu illal mutahharun. No one should touch the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, except that you are pure, you are clean, and so forth. If you have no ablution, no hudu, or if you are in the state of impurity, haiz, menses, nifas, postnatal, junub, ceremonial impurity, husband-wife relationship took place, then you can't be touching the Quran Sharif, nor can be reading the Quran Sharif if you are in need of a ghusl and take a bath and so forth. But to read Quran is permissible if you are in need of ablution, but you don't touch the Quran. So now this lady, she is in menses, so she wants to read certain verses of of the noble Quran, but with the intention not of tilawat and reciting the Quran, with the intention of supplication, making dua. For example, the lady is in menses. Now she slept last night and she said, I'm reading Ayatul Kursi, aka Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255, chapter 2. So we would say it's permissible with the intention of dua and supplication. So similarly, now for barakah and blessings in your rosy provision, sustenance, you want to read this verse here, Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaqu dhul quwwati al-matin. Ya Allah, give us more risk and sustenance and provision. So you're not reading it as Quran, meaning tilawat of Quran. You are reciting it more as a supplication, as a dua, and so forth. So the fatwa and verdict will be, yes, it is permissible, but you must make intention of dua and you read it by heart. You're not going to touch the Quran Sharif and so forth. So if you want this verse, where is it? Chapter 51, Surah Zariyat, and verse number 58 in the 27 Juz 27 Supara. Surah chapter 51, verse 58, and which Juz, which para? And that is in 27 para. So read it, it's fine, permissible.
Mufti Saab, we had a family meeting with cousins about all of us putting money together in one account for any mayyat in the family. An amount of 10,000 will be given to the family at the time of a death for burial and ghusl. And the balance of the money the family can use for expenses, is this permissible?
Yeah, there are three different things that we must take cognizance of. Number one is this, you can't be using zakat money and that. Whoever wants to contribute, because those people are not so well off and so forth, it must be lillah money. So that's the first point you must know. Point number two, you can't impose upon 10 members of a family, so family A, family B, family C, like that, 1, 2, 3, till 10, for example, and everybody must give 1,000 rand. So you're imposing a certain amount on each one. That also is not permissible. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, la yahillu malu mri'in muslimin illa bitri biqalbin minhu. One person says, I'll give 50 rand. You can't demand he must pay 500 rand. He says, I'll give 500 rand. You can't demand and impose upon him he must give 1,000 rand. So we need to understand this, whoever is heading this and so forth, and you need 2-3 people who are very, very honest people. Many a time these type of things have started, and then the person who collected the 10,000, he collected suddenly 500,000, 250,000, 1,000,000, then he's gone to Dubai, he's gone here and there. You ask what happened? He said, no, I was looking for further investments. Further investments is what? Okay, he just pulled a job, remember. So you need to be very careful. I personally would not encourage this, but because you asked the question, I'm telling you that these are the things that you must take into consideration. And the last one will be that when a person passes away, you see, we do things the wrong way and then we start looking for loopholes. In Islam, now my father passed away, my mother passed away. It's not our duty as a family. We are a bereaved family. We lost somebody so near and dear to us, our beloved father, our beloved mother. But now people come from far and wide and they're looking at my face. They want food, they want rice, they want curry, they want tea, they want dessert. It's not a wedding. This is a mayyit, is a deceased house, is a bereaved family. So Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them from Madinah Munawwara to Mu'tah. Those of you going to Urdun, to Jordan, this is a must. You should visit it, Mu'tah. And now they have wonderful facilities there compared to before. And you will see the graves Mubarak of the Shuhada and the martyrs, Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Zayd bin Harisa, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhum. So all of them passed away. Then the flag, the banner came to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. He brought the Muslims from Mu'tah, from Jordan, back to Medina, was safe and sound. On that occasion, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title, Anta Saifun min Suyufillah. You are one of the swords of Allah, O Khalid bin Walid. You know this ambassador we met there in Lusaka is a Christian. His name is Walid. So our people got very surprised. So I told them Khalid bin Walid's brother's name is Walid bin Walid. And he was instrumental in bringing him to Islam. So remember the father's name, son's name, the same is permissible also. So it's a famous name in the Arab world and Muslim world. So let's go on now. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Medina Munawwara. There Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu is shaheed. Wa aynahu tazrifan. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak, blessed, honorable tears are rolling down the cheek Mubarak. Sahaba asked, now what happened? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O messenger, peace be upon you. The Master alayhi salam, I received wahi revelation that now Ja'far radiallahu anhu has just passed away as a martyr. You, the people of Medina, hadith in Tirmidhi, isna'u li ali Ja'farin tu'ama. Isna'u li ali Ja'farin tu'ama. You, the locals, take the food there to the bereaved family. Now today we do things upside down. So what we do, we want to go park there 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. They say, okay, no, you don't have to worry. The nani nu fatiha che. You see, we're going for nani's fatiha. And somebody, that is not permissible in Islam. So you, the people of the town, you should be sending food there, not going there and eat there and so forth and so on. So that is, now we say we'll collect money. Why? Because all these things. So we do wrong things and then we think we have to address it and redress it. So I don't think this is a good idea unless you're going to abide by all the conditions, which mostly this day and this age does not happen. All these are conditions, I'm telling you. Who's going to fulfill all these conditions? So therefore, it's not a good idea.
Mufti Sahib, are we allowed to keep Ayatul Kursi in bedrooms? Number two, are we allowed to keep Qur'ans in a closed cupboard in the bedroom?
Yeah, there are three different issues. Issue number one is Qur'an Sharif teaches us chapter 22, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect and honors the symbols and the landmarks of Allah, that's a sign that that person has taqwa, true piety, Allah consciousness, in the inner recesses of his heart. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 32, in the 17th Juz, 17th Supara. That's one. Two, in your bedrooms and so forth, whether you're married or you're single, you should not put big frames and all that, the Ayatul Kursi or other frames. If you are married, there's gymnastics and a lot of other things taking place there. So obviously that is Isa'atul Adab, Su'ul Adab, Be'adbi, disrespect. Against the Quranic verse I cited now, chapter 22, verse 32. If you are single, so what we do? We just change there. Sometimes people are in their birthday suit, totally naked. Sometimes they're running around with their jockeys and what alone. So all this here, remember, is disrespectful. So I would not advise you to put frames and that what Quranic verses, big frames, small frames, there in your bedroom. Put there in your dining room, in your lounge, other places and so forth and so on. So there's no problem with that, but not in the bedroom. So whether you're single or whether you're double, you're married and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, my marriage is falling apart. Husband stays at other women wherever we go. He no more reads Salah with Jamaat in the masjid and always watching videos. I don't feel at ease, feel like he's not attracted to me anymore as well. Is there any amal that I could do?
When your husband is just staring and so forth at other ladies and he's already addicted to the movies and for videos, as you say, so you feel unwanted and so forth. So how are we going to address and redress the issue? Karku jorna hai, na ke torna hai. Our aim function must be to make the home and save the home, not to break the home. So do all the following, my sister, my daughter. Number one, you read daily and abundantly Surah 25, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Oh, our beloved Allah, grant us our spouses, grant us our children and progeny, that are the coolness of the eyes. You see your wife, she's reading tahajjud, she's crying, making dua. She sees the husband, he is giving out charity, he's reading Quran, he's helping the neighbors. So now you see one another, all engaged and engrossed in righteous deeds and actions. That is qurrata a'yun, kulluhum fi ta'atillah, all of them engage and engross in the obedience of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the first one. Second one, sister, when last did you read the 99 names of Almighty Allah? Allah commands us to read it. Chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uuhu biha. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names, the 99 names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla by those names. And you say you want that your husband must be attracted to you and so forth. So when he married you, you were slim and trim. Now what has happened? You gave birth to 3, 4, 5 children, so you're blown up. So how are you going to get him attracted? Allah showed us the way. Surah 19, Surah Maryam. And what Almighty Allah teaches us? If you read Surah Maryam, chapter 19, is 98 verses in the entire surah. So right by the ending, go and see. Chapter 19, verse 96. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Verily, the people who possess true iman, they continue with the righteous deeds. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Soon Allah will bring the love amongst them, between them. So chapter 19, verse 96. So my sister, read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud abundantly, and read the 99 names of Allah, and give out charity, and start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin. And take, for example, Fazail A'mal, Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mona Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith Nawwalallahu Marqadahu's works. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but every day, Ahabbul A'mali ilallah adwamuha wa inqalla. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, the most beloved action by Almighty Allah is the one where there is consistency, even though the quantity might be less. Inshallah, everything will work out there. Gee, let's carry on, Maulana.
Utisab, in this day and age, is it permissible to have a medical aid or hospital plan for unforeseen circumstances?
Our fatwa for past so many years is that it is permissible. And Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh, also says permissible. Some ulama say not permissible. We say ours is fatwa, the verdict. What they are saying, we love them, we respect them. But remember, that will be taqwa and piety, and that will be precaution. But in Islam, you must give solutions to the people. No sense just saying haram, 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 but we're not giving an alternative and a badil. Badil is the alternative. So yes, we will say, looking at our current situation and circumstances, medical aid, hospital, death plan, whatever, all that acceptable, permissible.
Mufti Saab, if a woman travels without a mahram, will she read Qasar Salah or full Salah, since her intention is not an independent intention?
Remember, a lady is married, for example, and now she is going from Johannesburg to Cape Town, Durban, Lusaka, wherever. So, example, and she's going without a husband, without a mahram, her father, her brother, her son, and so forth, whom she can never ever marry, no now, no in the future. So does she read Qasr Salat, that is for Zohar, Asr, Isha, 2 rakats, or must she read 4 rakats? Hanafis will say she must read 4 rakats, although her traveling alone by plane or train or car is haram, and for that she will get a sin. According to Shafi's, Hanbalis, and them, An-ni'matu la tanalu bil-mahzoor, the great law of the Shafi'is. So An-ni'mah, these are bounties and favors which Almighty Allah is conferring upon you, that Allah gave you concession that you read 2 rakat salat when you musafir, and that is for Zohar, Asr, and Isha, and so forth. You can make Jama, combine Zohar and Asr, according to Shafi's, Hanbalis, Malikis, and them. And Maghrib and Isha, you can combine. But the usul, the principle is an-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur, that you cannot obtain and attain these bounties via vices and sins. So therefore you, my sister, you following the Shafi'i school, Hanbali school, Maliki school and what have you, and now you're going from Johannesburg, Cape Town, Cape Town, Durban, Durban to Mozambique and Lusaka and Allah alone knows where and where, but you're going alone. You don't have your husband, you don't have a male with you who is your mahram, and like the example they gave, then you must read 4 rakat salat, and you can't combine salat also. So that is the fatwa. Yeah, in South Africa we had the fools, I can only call them that. They must Jummah salat in a masjid, they read here opposite the stadium, and one idiot told them they just make Jummah salat. So they read Jummah and they read Asr. Why? We want to see Bafana, Bafana, all that haram. Whole lot, everything haram there. When you follow idiots, Salafis and that's what happens. Dwallu wa dwallu. So, since when you can make Jummah Salat for haram things, to go see soccer and all that? You make Jummah Salat not in a masjid outside, according to Malik Rahimahullah, your Jummah Salat is not valid. So we must be very clear about these issues, that you can't be playing with the deen to suit our whim's fancies and desires. We need to understand what is deen of Islam and not look for loopholes and so forth. Jazakallah khairan wa salim kareem.
Just a quick question, Mufti Sahab.
100%.
Is Wednesday a better day to move into a new house?
Excellent question. Today is Tuesday, tomorrow Wednesday you move in, and that's excellent. Why? Mother Aisha Siddiqah bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, she said, if you want a reference of this, open Al-Maqasid Al-Hasana for Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah, and it's Sahih. I have both copies. Maqasid Al-Hasana, the Mutawwal, that is the original copy, and the Mukhtasar, which only mentioned the Sahih one. So they in both it's mentioned. So therefore, go tomorrow, my mother, my sister, go tonight to your new house, your premises, go read Surah Baqarah, give out charity, and inshallah, Allah will protect you min kulli su'in wa makruh. And if you know anything of the Hanafi school, Allama Marghinani rahimahullah, buried in Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan, the haramis are not allowing the men to keep beards. They're telling them to shave their beards. These are your Muslim countries, so-called. All bunch of murtads, if you ask me. So anyway, so then he, Allama Marghinani, when the academic year would start, then he would start teaching on a Wednesday. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah used to do the same in Darlum Karachi. Hazrat Ji Jalalabadi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu used to do the same in Miftahul Ulum in Jalalabad. So you want to do that. So where is the basis? Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha statement in Maqasid Hasana. Very good, very good. Do so inshallah. You can't manage on Wednesday, then move in on a Friday. Allah grant the makan and the makin barakah and blessing. Makan, the house, the dwelling, the premises, and the makin, the people who will stay there. We make dua for all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.